Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the potential downsides of relying too heavily on AI coding tools. It's a nuanced take, and I think our listeners will find it thought-provoking.
Absolutely. The author makes a compelling analogy to self-driving cars, right? Losing that autopilot in your driving skills after relying on FSD.
Precisely. It's like you offload the easy stuff, the lane keeping, the speed control, and suddenly, when you're back in a regular car, those once automatic tasks require your full attention. You have to relearn them. It's the same with coding. You rely on Copilot to autocomplete everything, and bam, you forget how to write a unit test by hand.
The author talks about losing fingerspits, this intuitive sense of what works in a code base. It's like you stop making the small decisions and you lose the ability to make the big ones. It resonates with that Microsoft research on AI and critical thinking.
That's a great point. It's like that old adage, the only way to chop fast is to chop slow. You have to build up that muscle memory, that finesse. The author's experience with Copilot is hilarious, by the way. That Copilot pause where you just wait for the AI to do the work? So relatable. But yeah, I agree. You can get lost in the sauce of a Git diff and just approve code without really understanding it.
I'm curious about the author's approach to using AI. They intentionally make it harder to use, to avoid over-reliance. It's like a conscious decoupling from the AI crutch. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's counterintuitive, right? But it makes sense. They're choosing to maintain that manual connection to the code. They talk about using AI for very specific tasks, like converting tests or decoding data, but only using the output as a suggestion, not a final solution. They're still driving the car, so to speak.
I see. Interesting. And the point about security is crucial. Trust me, bro. Header? Seriously? That Next.js vulnerability highlights the dangers of relying on AI for security-sensitive code. You can't just prompt your way to secure code.
Preach. Security has to be a human-driven process, period. You need that deep understanding, that fingertip feel for the vulnerabilities, not just some AI spitting out code based on potentially flawed training data. The author makes a strong case for staying grounded in the fundamentals, you know?
Totally. And I appreciate the author's perspective on AI-generated content. That lack of character they mention, it's a real thing. I think there's inherent value in human creativity, that spark of something unique that AI, at least for now, can't replicate. It's like the difference between a technically perfect but soulless performance and one that's full of emotion and human imperfection.
Right? And the author's advice to new programmers is spot on. Don't become a forever junior. Learn to program yourself. Don't just be a prompt engineer. It's more fun to be competent, as DHH says. Master the fundamentals. Build those skills. AI is a tool, not a replacement for your brain. It's about augmentation, not abdication.
I couldn't agree more. This whole discussion about AI and coding reminds me of Deep Blue beating Kasparov in chess. People still play chess, right? It's about the joy of the game, the challenge, the artistry. Coding can be the same way. Don't let the pursuit of efficiency rob you of the joy of creation.
Absolutely. That's a great analogy. Got it. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us for this engaging discussion on the role of AI in coding. Until next time, keep coding, keep learning. And most importantly, keep those fingerspits sharp. Goodbye.
Goodbye.